And because of the name of Jesus, the promise of God is, all the prophets give witness that through his name, whoever believes in him, whoever trusts in him, whoever puts their faith in him, will receive remission of sins. God takes all of our sins, all of our guilt, all of our garbage. He put it on Jesus on the cross, and in exchange, he gives us Jesus' righteousness and clothes us in that holy, complete, pure righteousness of God. What a deal. My sins for Jesus' righteousness. How can you say no? And when I call upon the name of the Lord and put my faith in the name of Jesus Christ, that's God's promise to me. You know what that means on Monday morning? I mean, yes, we all want to know that we're secure when we die. But what does that mean to you tomorrow morning when you wake up and face the day? It means that as you go through your day and through your week, and maybe you encounter difficult times and you're going through trials, and man, your boss has just had a falling out with you, and you just can't seem to get along. You wonder if you're even going to be employed by next week because things are just going so lousy. Or maybe your marriage is falling apart and things are grinding and there's friction and there's disappointment and disillusionment. Or maybe your finances have just gone through the floor and you don't know how you're going to even pay the mortgage, and you're wondering, will you have a house to live in next week or next month? Or maybe your kid just got arrested or something else is going on and your world is coming unglued. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, God, if you are out there, do you have it in for me? Is there something about me, something I've done? What have I done? And somehow there is a fear or a terror inside your heart that maybe God has it in for you. And there is something, and I'm talking about Christians here. I'm talking about people who have put their faith in Christ as they encounter these trials and tribulations and obstacles in our life. In that moment when you wonder, God, is there something I did? And maybe these sins from your past are coming up, and the devil is just, you know, he's handing them to you too. Oh, yeah, man. God is just holding you to account for that thing. You remember when you messed up, you screwed up so bad over here, God is just going to grind you to dust. In that moment, you can know that, no, this is simply a lie from the pit of hell. My sins have been washed in the blood of the Lamb because of the name of Jesus, not because of what I deserve, not because of any merit on my own, but because of that name of Jesus. I can stand confidently and face those tribulations and say, no, it is not something in my past. And maybe I have some dark stuff in my past. Maybe I have some secrets that, you know, I don't want anybody to ever hear about or know, because I can't imagine them ever being able to forgive me. But when we bring that to the foot of the cross and we take it to Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God washes away every stain, every sin. He washes it as white as snow. And so through that name, I can have boldness. When I face these trials and tribulations, and I'm wondering, maybe I'm laying in a hospital, I'm wondering if I'm going to be checking out of here because something is going on inside my body, I don't have to fear that there is some controversy between me and God. Oh, yes, obviously, if I'm living in sin right now, if there's some rebellion between me and God, I need to deal with that thing, absolutely. But I never have to worry that there's something from my past that God is going to throw up in my face when he declared me righteous in Christ. Because of that name, my sins are gone. He removed them as far as the east is from the west. And so I can have boldness before God on Monday morning and a Tuesday afternoon in the face of the things I'm facing, the trials in my day. So number one, through his name we have forgiveness of sins. Number two, through his name we have salvation. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Scripture says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Now, what's the difference? We said number one is the forgiveness of sins, number two is salvation. Isn't that the same thing? Sort of, kind of. Salvation is a big word. It means a lot of things. Forgiveness of sins is one part of salvation. I have been saved from the penalty of my sin. My past is clean. It's gone. But salvation is not only being saved from the penalty of sin, but also from the power of sin, and ultimately from the very presence of sin. It's the whole package. When I came to Christ, I was forgiven. The Bible says I was justified. And people have said, well, it means that it was just as if you'd never sinned. justification, just as if I'd never sinned. But that's, it doesn't end there. That just starts there. It also means that I am now being saved from the power of sin. Now that Christ has come in my heart and is doing a good work in me, it is God who works in me to will and to do His good pleasure. Now I have power to live for God. I may not have had that power before. I may have been hung up with all kinds of dysfunction and addictions and various things in my life that had me in bondage and slavery. But now that I have Christ living in my life and God is working inside of me to will and to do His good pleasure, He gives me victory over my habits and my hurts and my hang-ups that hinder my relationship with God. The Holy Spirit is actually alive inside of me, changing me. And He is making me. Every day I'm becoming more and more and more in the image of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. That's all a part of salvation. Guess what else is a part of salvation? On that day when Jesus Christ splits the sky and the trump of God sounds and He cries out for His church and we are raised in glory to be with Him and to meet the Lord in the air and be with Him forever and ever in paradise, in His presence. That's when we'll be saved from the very presence of sin. We'll never have to deal with that junk and that garbage again. Never feel the heartache of somebody slandering us or putting us down. Never be discouraged or defeated by some sin that keeps us in bondage, that just keeps us defeated and depressed and discouraged before God. Jesus said He has a place reserved in heaven for us where we will be with Him forever. We will be in a place that is beyond our imagination. I don't know if you know, I've seen some pretty cool sights in my life. I don't know about you. I mean, you know, we went down to Discovery Cove. We swam with dolphins. You know, we petted those things and held onto their fin and they carried us through the water. That was really cool. We dove in this other part of the pool and there were sharks and barracudas there, you know, behind this glass wall. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a little crazy, but I'm not that crazy. You know, I mean, I've seen some really cool stuff in my life. I saw my second daughter being born when they did a C-section, and, you know, they dove down inside and they pulled that amazing little girl out of her, and I was like, oh, man, that is so mind-blowing. And they, you know, then they had to give her CPR because she was born blue, and, you know, that was kind of mind-blowing too, and the placenta came out, and I was like, whoa, that is just wild. So I've seen some crazy stuff in my life, man. I'm sure you have too. We could probably give testimonies. Who's seen the weirdest thing in their life? People could probably stand up and testify. But you have not seen anything until you have stepped through the gates of glory and come into the presence of the living God. Paul said he was swept up into heaven and saw things there that it would be unlawful for him to try to even describe. So I've been saved from the penalty of sin. I'm being saved from the power of sin. One day we are going to be saved from the very presence of sin, and we will stand, if you are a Christian, you will stand in the unveiled presence of God's eternal glory and see things that words cannot even begin to describe. And it's all through the name of who?
Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Bible says that in His presence there is fullness of joy. Man, we just get it on our best day. We just have a foretaste. We just have a teaspoonful of the joy that we're going to experience on that day. Man. So number one, through His name we have forgiveness of sin. Number two, through His name we have salvation. Number three, through His name we can be born again as children of God. We're not automatically children of God. I don't care what Oprah says. You know, that is something that God gives us through His adoption process where we are born again. Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13 says, "But as many," talking about Jesus, "but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in
His name.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Through His name, we can be born again. We can receive a new heart. We can receive a new destiny. We can receive a new relationship with God. Scripture says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. If you are in Christ, you are not the same person you were. I remember when I went to that crusade, and I was just captivated by the name of Jesus Christ and who he was and what he had done. And the man that went into that building is not the same man who came out at the end. Different man came out those doors. We receive a new heart by faith in Jesus Christ. We receive a new relationship with God. He's not simply our judge now. Now he is our father, our daddy, our Abba. I don't know what kind of relationship you guys have with your dad. I'm sure it's the whole gamut, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But whatever relationship you may have had with him, for better or for worse, it cannot begin to compare to the unconditional, fathomless, measureless love that God, our Father in Christ, has for you. The best day that I've ever shared with my dad, the best, coolest memories that I have with my dad, and I love my dad. He is an awesome guy. I am so grateful that I had a dad like him. But the greatest day on earth that I had with my dad cannot compare to what it means to have the living God now as my Father. Everything I experienced, all the joys I experienced with my dad on this earth were a shadow and a reflection of the love that God has for me through Jesus Christ. The Father that I have in heaven is never too distracted or too busy to talk with me. He never has to tell me, come back later, I'm busy right now. In fact, I can't get away from his attention. Sometimes when I think I might not want his attention so close, I still have his attention. Sometimes I feel like saying, you know, God, don't you want to like watch 24 or something like that? You know, I just, you know, nope, I'm here. You have my attention. This Father never comes home drunk and violent and abusive. You never have to fear your encounter with this God when you're walking with him. This God, this Father, never spends what he has for you on himself because of his whatever, dysfunction. This God will always love you. He will always care for you. He will always be there for you. He will never, 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 never leave you or forsake you. He rejoices. Scripture says he rejoices over you with singing. Does that blow your mind? That God, this is the word of God, that God rejoices over you with singing? That God loves you so much that when he thinks of his love for you, he just wants to burst into song. He just wants to sing it out, how much he loves you.